From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Next hour, The Turning Point with Greg Braden. As we live in a time of extremes, here's what's happening. The NSA, they're up to it again. The National Security Agency and its UK counterpart have apparently been developing capabilities to take advantage of leaky smartphone apps, such as the wildly popular Angry Birds game, that transmit users' private information across the internet, according to top secret documents. This never ends. The data pouring into communication networks from the new generation of iPhone and Android apps ranges from phone model and screen size to personal details, such as age, gender, location. Some apps, the documents state, can share users' most sensitive information as well. Well, the operators of two exchanges for the virtual currency Bitcoin have been arrested in the United States. The Department of Justice said that Robert Fayella, known as BTC King, and Charlie Shream from BitInstant.com have both been charged with money laundering. The authorities said the pair were engaged in a scheme to sell more than $1 million in Bitcoins to users of online drug marketplace The Silk Road. The site was shut down last year, and its alleged owner was arrested. Let's check in with David Seaman, author of The Bitcoin Primer. David, I've got to ask you first and foremost, did these two individuals screw up, or is this a witch hunt?
It might be a little bit of both, George. I mean, this can be a witch hunt, and they can be guilty. Those two things can actually coincide. And at this point, these are all just allegations. They have not been convicted of anything. But it's important to remember that these are not major players within the Bitcoin space. I mean, this is a website that has been closed since July 2013. So it's not as if this guy was the CEO of one of today's biggest Bitcoin exchanges. And it is interesting, though, because he is on the Bitcoin Foundation's board of directors, and he is a somebody within the Bitcoin community, but it's not as big a deal as some media outlets are making it to be, and it's had a very small impact on the price today as well.
So the Bitcoins, they stay strong?
They stay pretty stable in the wake of this news. It's still above $900 a coin on the Mt. Gox exchange, which is the most popular one.
And, you know, David, I think the bigger part of the story here is government is really becoming aware of the Bitcoin craze now, isn't it?
It is becoming aware, and I question why they're going after some nobody in the Bitcoin world with this amount of resources when it just recently came out, the whole HSBC thing, that HSBC was money laundering to the tune of billions of dollars for violent drug cartels in Mexico. And they got away with just a fine, and not a very big fine either, compared to how much they make every year.
All right, David, thanks so much. Federal regulators will order safety checks of more than 400 Boeing 767 airplanes, citing concerns over the movable tail sections that could potentially jam and cause pilots to lose control of the aircraft. Let's get some of that done quickly. Some of the aircraft owners and carriers are already making this fix even before the FAA mandates anything. Well, they say things made in China just simply don't last long. That may be the case, as China's lunar rover has mechanical problems and it may not finish its mission. The problems appeared to be related to the solar-powered probe's process for shutting down for the lunar night, which lasts more than 2 weeks. The temperature during the time drops minus 292 degrees Fahrenheit. The eastern southern limb of the sun is crackling with C and M class solar flares. Those explosions herald the return of the old sunspot AR-1944, which produced many strong flares earlier this month. And a blast of frigid air will grip most of the eastern two-thirds of the United States through Wednesday and could yield the lowest temperature so far this winter in some communities. The impending polar plunge will rival the frigid days from earlier this January for the coldest daytime highs and nighttime lows so far this winter. Mitch Batras from Earth Changes Media. Mitch, what's the cause of this? What, this just won't go away?
Well, it's not supposed to. It's right on time and a part of a cycle that that we've seen before, that the Earth has seen before. I want to read you something very, very briefly. Al Gore has popped up again, and this is what he said at the recent World Economic meeting they had in Switzerland. Quote, how extreme weather events are intensifying global awareness of the climate change phenomena. I think that these extreme weather events, which are now 100 times more common than 30 years ago, are really waking people up. Now, George, guess what? I would use those exact same words. However, Al Gore and I, we have a totally different cause. And sometimes when I read these things, I'm probably reading into it, but I wonder if Al Gore is starting to make a little bit of a shift and using more holistic words to encompass many reasons that we're going through this cycle.
Well, you know, we both have talked, Mitch, you and I, about the sun causing a lot of this, too. Maybe he's joining the club, huh?
Well, in my January 22nd newsletter, just a few days ago, I wrote this, that the confirmation, it's been confirmed now, that the sun's magnetic pole has made its full reversal. And this is and by the way, I'm going to tip my hat to NASA. They had predicted December 31st. They were off just a few days. It happened in the first week of January. Incredible prediction. And this was evidenced by a spike in solar activity, and that most of the sunspots, if not all, would occur in the southern hemisphere, which is exactly what had happened in that first round of X and N class flares, just as you were speaking of. Sounds like we're going to have that again. And just a coincidence thing, as I know you don't believe in coincidence.
Not at all.
That we're having these extreme weather events as a direct correlation of what's happening on the sun.
Good point. Mitch's website, earthchangesmedia.com. The Royal Caribbean Cruise Line on Sunday ended a ship's 10-day trip to the Caribbean early after hundreds of passengers and crew members were sickened with gastrointestinal illness. The Miami-based company made the announcement a few hours after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention folks boarded the Explorer of the Seas during its U.S. Virgin Islands port call to investigate the illness and evaluate the outbreak response. Eric Lawson, who portrayed the rugged Marlboro Man in cigarette ads during the late 1970s, has died. He was 72. He died at his home in San Luis Obispo of respiratory failure due to chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Go figure. Music therapy can help teenagers and young people cope better with faced with treatment for cancer, according to a new study. American researchers followed the experiences of a group of patients aged 11 to 24 as they produced a music video for over 3 weeks. They found the patients gained resilience and improved relationships with family and friends while they were doing that. A few years ago, I picked up an incredible book called The pH Miracle. It was how you can balance your body, and it has worked wonders on me. But what's happening to one of the authors of that book, Robert Young? Apparently, he has been indicted on 18 felony charges, including practicing medicine without a license and grand theft. Robert has been on the program before, and we are going to talk with him exclusively about this in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie. First of all, let me tell you, Robert Young has been widely recognized as one of the top research scientists in the world. Now, throughout his career, his research has been focused at the cellular level and especially cellular nutrition. He's a noted author, Sick and Tired, and of course, the book I just mentioned, The pH Miracle. Now, recently, and he is on tonight, because we're going to discuss what he can discuss about this situation where apparently he has pleaded not guilty, of course, to 18 felony charges, including practicing medicine without a license and grand theft. Dr. Young is not a medical doctor. Clearly, he says that in his PH Miracle. We're on the top. It spells that out. But we're bringing him on the program tonight. He's been on the program before. And we're going to talk about this because it seems like so many people in the holistic care field seem to be getting in trouble with government. Why? Here's Robert Young. Robert, first of all, how are you doing?
I'm excellent, George. And thank you for having me on your program. And I always love to share the information of the new biology and the pH miracle, because it makes so much difference in people's lives.
Robert, let's first talk about what the heck is going on here. The news story that I saw several days ago, I couldn't believe it. And it says that you, of course, have been charged with 18 felony counts, mm-hmm. trying to practice medicine without a license. Of course, you're not a medical doctor. You're PhD type.
I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a naturopathic doctor, a holistic doctor. You know, my background is in nutrition and in microbiology. You know, I hold 3 doctorate degrees, but, you know, the PhD that I'm most proud of is a PhD in results. You know, the bottom line is that what we do is show people how to change their lives and save their lives through a natural approach that's drug-free. And, you know, there are people out there that just don't like this approach because we use a holistic, you know, contextual approach, which deals with what you eat, what you drink, and how you think.
You have, of course, you've stuck your neck out in the past. You've had some minor situations where they tried to come after you. One case was dismissed. Another one, I think, was just a little misdemeanor. What do you think's going on personally, Robert? What, you know, and we'll get into some of the issues, and I'm sure you can tell us some things, and there's some things you can't tell us.
Yeah.
You know, you are involved in this legalese right now, but what is going on? I mean, are they going after people who practice alternative medicine, and they're using you as a case example? What do you think's happening?
I think that's a possibility. When you look at it generally, and I don't have all the specifics, it feels like it is a misunderstanding about what I actually do, and others like me around the world are performing. I mean, our approach is so successful. I don't know if it's threatening to others, to the medical community, to the pharmaceutical companies. I mean, I don't have that certainty. I mean, when the DA decided to charge me, their investigation started in 2008. So it's been going on for a long, long, long time. And of course, I have hundreds of thousands of success stories around the world, and we're talking about a half a dozen people here that came to the ranch and enjoyed the benefits of improving the quality and also the quantity of their lives. We don't help anyone that doesn't succeed to a certain level of success with this type of approach. It's a natural hygienic approach to not treating any specific disease, because we don't treat specific disease. What we do is teach people how to have self-care rather than health care, rather than Obamacare, empowering people how to take care of their own health. And here again, that may be threatening to others. Maybe there's a secret agenda by the DA. Maybe the secret agenda is to expose more people to this wonderful PH Miracle program, because, you know, just having the opportunity to share this with your audience, George, and the numbers of other shows and interviews that I'm going to have in the next few weeks is going to expose this to millions and millions of people, and so I'm grateful for that.
Well, you've got to get your story out, Robert, beyond what we've done in the past. Now, one of their charges, of course, is that you're not a medical doctor, as we've admitted here with you, but that you injected them or punctured them. What the heck was that all about?
Well, we have medical doctors on our staff, and we have a medical director, and we also have nurses. We have 2 medical doctors, and we have lymphatic massage therapists that have licenses. We have colon therapists, but anyone that's doing anything here on the ranch have the necessary licenses to do this. Do I perform these things? No, I don't do massages. I don't do colonics. You know, I don't do medical care. You know, I teach people how to change their lifestyle and diet. I teach them how to exercise. I teach them how to breathe. I teach them, you know, the alkaline foods that are going to change the internal environment. And other than that, I leave the other things to those who are licensed to do that. But there is also something very unique in California, and that's SR 577. SR-577 is one of, I think, 9, possibly 10 states that allows the practice of medicine without a license. I want to emphasize that again. SR-577, when it was passed by the legislation, understood that there are doctors like me out there that were teaching people a natural hygienic approach of what to eat, what to drink, how to live, you know, how to exercise, and being able to practice and also recommend vitamins and minerals and herbs, things that don't necessarily have the negative side effects, but improve circulation, improve elimination, and improve the overall health of the body. These were envisioned by the legislation in 2002 in the state of California, and they passed SR-577 that allows doctors like myself to practice medicine without a license.
Now, one of the concerns, Robert, has been, and this is where I want you to defend yourself, was some of the people who came to you for help were weeks away from dying. They were terminal. They were going to die. And they came to you to see if you could save them. You're not God. And I assume you did what you could. And some of those people did, in fact, die. It's difficult to save somebody like that at that point, isn't it?
Well, you know, 80% of the people that go to the hospital never come out. I mean, people do die, but I'll say this. In every case, every single case that we have worked with, we have improved the quality and quantity of life. If someone has been given a week or 2 weeks to live, here again, their life may be extended 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years. We have people that have been diagnosed with terminal illnesses that are alive today. I mean, who am I to judge who lives and who dies? Do I accept everyone? Do I fear the government? Or do I embrace people with hope? I mean, it's been said that you know, without food, you can't live for 40 days. Without oxygen, it's less than 4 minutes. But without hope, you can't live for less than 4 seconds. And we don't give people false hope. We have thousands and thousands of documented cases of reversals, and amazing reversals that are backed by biopsies, that are backed by PET scans, that are backed by MRIs. All of this information validates the efficacy of the PH Miracle Program and validates my work.
Robert, if someone does come to you, and let's say they have 4 weeks to live, based on modern medicine and what their doctors have told them, and they come to you, what do you tell them? If they say to you, you know, Dr. Young, I've got 4 weeks, my doctor tells me 4 weeks, what can you do for me? What do you say?
Well, first off, you know, when someone comes like that, have they looked at all of their options, and what are their options? And most everyone does. They've looked at the option of surgery. They've looked at the option of chemotherapy. They've looked at the option of radiation. We're speaking of one condition, generally of cancerous conditions.
Right.
Okay? But we don't deal just with cancerous conditions. We deal with lupus. We deal with fibromyalgia. We deal with type 1 and type 2 diabetes. We deal with a lot of types. We deal with hypertension. But whatever the condition is, we never interfere with the doctor's treatment protocols. We hope this is, you know, health by free choice. People should have their free agency to choose the type of care that they desire, that they want. And some people have chosen not to go into traditional treatments. And some have had traditional treatments and have been injured by that and have not gotten the success. And then they've come and said, is there anything more? And we explain to them our protocol is a contextual approach that deals with the fluids of the body and not the disease itself. I do not treat disease. What I do is I teach a simple philosophy, and it's based on this metaphor. When the fish is sick, what would you do? Would you treat the fish or would you change the water?
Probably change the water and treat the fish.
Right.
Do
so
it all.
Cancer, I believe, is not a disease of the tissues, as suggested by current medical thought. I have taught a new biology that cancer is a disease of the fluids of the body that affects the tissue.
Robert, hold on for a second. We're at the break already. I want to come back and talk more with you about this. And also, we'll take some phone calls as well. We're with Dr. Robert Young, PhD type, not a medical doctor at all. He's been charged 18 felony counts, and we're giving him an opportunity to say what he wants to say. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, Dr. Robert Young with us here, final segment here. Robert, let me ask you, what do you think happened to cause these indictments? I mean, you said that, you know, that this has been going on since 2008, but did somebody complain? What was the catalyst for this?
You know, I'm not 100% certain because I haven't read the actual, I've read the charges, but I haven't got additional information, which I need to view in the next few days and get the information from my legal counsel. But, you know, I don't know if it's the success of the program that's bothering folks, you know, that we're actually successfully reversing serious health challenges, serious cancers, reversing type 1 diabetes, reversing diseases the doctors are not successful in reversing, like inflammatory ductal cell carcinoma, you know, metastatic prostate cancer. And it's not because we're treating these diseases. What we're doing is restoring the alkaline design of the body through a natural hygiene approach, a drug-free approach that focuses on what you eat, what you drink, and what you think.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, Robert, right now. Years ago, my regular doctor said, your glucose level is too high, you're borderline type 2 diabetic. And he said, you need to do something about it. Here's the phone number to an endocrinologist. I want you to go see him. So I went and made an appointment, and he said, look, you need to do this, this, and this. I don't want to put you on medication for this. And around that period is when I picked up your pH Miracle. And I went into heavy greens and juicing and you name it. I did whatever I had to do. I went back to the endocrinologist and he said, you're fine. You're fine. I wish I could keep staying on that. But it worked for me. And I assume people who have come to you on their own. You didn't pull them in kicking and screaming.
Absolutely, George. And we don't guarantee our results. Our results are based upon a person's individual choice of how they're going to participate. If I, you know, I come from the world of sports. I was a professional tennis player, and my ability to play that sport is how I practiced every day to prepare for competition. And how, you know, so, you know, health and fitness does not come by just osmosis. You actually have to put something into it. You have to work on a daily basis. You have to acquire health through what you eat, what you drink, and how you think. It's an action plan. And the debate, I believe, should be not about, you know, Obamacare or health care. It should be about self-care. It should be about education, not medication.
Well, it should. And, you know, my contention, Robert, is, you know, this is one between you and your legal team, how they're going to defend this and what they're going to do about it. I don't know what you did or did not do, but what concerns me the most is that the alternative medicine field is constantly being attacked by mainstream medicine.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head because this arrest is not about me. What it's about, George, it's about each individual person's freedom of choice to be able to choose the type of health care. You see, the system wants us to be going to one system, a medical system, of which I believe they control. Now, these are my own personal beliefs. I believe that system should be an open system that allow a variety of different health choices, and it should be based on education. George, I believe that the cure for cancer is not going to be found in its treatment. It's going to be found in its prevention. And when people learn how to prevent disease, I mean, you just mentioned at the beginning of this program that the Marlboro man died. Yeah. What did he die from?
I think he died of smoking, but who can prove it, right?
Right, but so there's an association. But we know people that don't smoke, that don't drink.
And they get it too.
You see?
Yeah.
But it's all a matter of understanding two basic principles that I believe is the the foundational hypothesis of my work. And the first principle is this, and that is that the human body is alkaline in its design. And number two, that all functions of the human body are acidifying. And if these acids are waste products that build up, like lactic acid or uric acid, whatever the acid is, will cause symptoms that medical science cause disease. Now, we can take medications and treat the system, treat the symptoms. I'm not suggesting that that is the solution, is to treat symptoms by taking drugs for the rest of your life. Now, this may bother some people, but what we have to have here is an active debate and literally allow people the freedom to choose whether they want to take drugs, whether they want to have surgery, whether they want to have chemotherapy, whether they want to have radiation, or choose a natural approach without having to worry about, you know, whether or not they've been criminalized for doing so.
Now, are they concerned because you actually got paid for doing your work?
You know, I give more of my time, and I have more people coming here at no charge than I charge. In fact, I can't talk specifically about this. I can only speak generally. But when I looked at the complaint, I'm thinking, oh, my heavens, they're charging me with grand theft. And some of these people I didn't even charge. I didn't charge a dime. I did it because they didn't have the resources. They didn't have the means. And we give away more than we take.
How has this affected you personally?
It's energized me, George, because you know, I want people to hear this message. And I'm not afraid of this. And I will continue to resist and fight for the freedom to be able to choose, however, whatever type of health care. I believe in free agency, free choice, and I believe in health freedom, and that's what we're fighting for here.
Yeah, and you know, there are probably some medical doctors out there who don't agree with the alkaline balance in your body as you portrayed in the pH Miracle. They're probably jumping for joy right now.
Well, you know something, George? Dr. Katz, who's an associate professor at Stanford University, that was educated at Tufts University, and she was here because she was diagnosed with inflammatory ductal cell carcinoma.
What the heck is that?
What it is it's basically a death sentence if you don't have, according to the medical community, if you don't have surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. You know, you can go to my Facebook or my website, look at the videos. You can hear out of her own words, medical doctors, even oncologists, saying this program has scientific validity. And the efficacy of this is based on its results.
Save those tapes, Robert. You're going to need them in court. You know that.
Well, you know, we have not just one or two. We have hundreds of thousands of people. And we've had a pouring in from around the world, from over 72 different countries, of people that are outraged about what happened. And, of course, as I listen to the love and support that's coming from so many people that are ready and willing to share their turnaround stories of terminal conditions that now are alive today.
Well, I've got to tell you, Robert, you know, I've known you for years. We've met at conferences. You've been on the program before. If 10 people came to you and they were terminal, they had a week or a month or how long to live, and one walked away alive, I would have called that a success.
Well, we're seeing over 50%, George.
That's huge. That is huge. Let's take a few calls in the minutes we have left, Robert. They will either ask you a question, they'll support you, or they'll jump all over you. I don't know where they're going, but here we go with the calls. Brian in Cleveland, Ohio. Brian, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
How you doing, George? Hey, I hear about the problem. I study law and the legal system and health, and I agree with Robert Young very much. Under Code of Federal Regulations, if he was say that what he's done is research, he is exempted from being charged with practicing without a license.
Well, I am a member of the American Cancer, researchers, and so I do have an association. There are people that recognize my research in the research community, and here again, you know, I don't base all of my work on surely research, but we do have, I have done two studies, one on diabetes and one on cancer, and we're looking for help. I mean, we want to validate the efficacy of this using scientific methods. And the challenge that we're having is getting the funding to do this. We have universities that are ready to go. And we have an alternative website where people can go to and make donations to help us to validate the efficacy of this program, because our success is extremely high. And the reason for that is that we're not treating disease. And we're not practicing medicine. What we're doing is teaching people how to restore the alkaline design of their body, to open up the channels of elimination, to remove their toxic waste products that are building up in the connective tissue that are causing the diseases that are now being treated by the medical doctors using pharmaceuticals, not understanding the foundational nature of how disease actually begins.
And Robert, who initiated the legal attack? Was it the FTC or was it the state of California? Who did it?
Well, I think the local area, the San Diego County, there may have been some others involved here in this. Here again, what their intention is, maybe they had some sort of, idea of what they wanted to accomplish here, but what they're shutting down is the opportunity that's actually changing lives and saving lives. And it's not, if they suppress me, this message still continues. It doesn't stop.
And there'll be another Robert Young.
Absolutely. And they're all over the world. We've trained thousands of people. This message is infiltrated over 72 different countries.
Well, maybe it's time for you just to defend yourself in court in one way or another, just, you know, get this resolved and finished, huh?
Well, absolutely, but, we want to give people the opportunity to be able to choose a natural, hygienic, drug-free approach, and I think that should be available to anyone. If someone chooses to do traditional medicine and go the route of surgery or chemotherapy, so be it.
I probably, God forbid, if I came down with cancer, I'd probably definitely go alternative, but I'd utilize some mainstream, you know, if I had a tumor, for example, I'd want it cut out or something like that. But I would definitely go alternative most of the way.
Well, I just got a text message from a patient that was diagnosed with metastatic prostate cancer. He was diagnosed by one of the top surgeons at University of Southern California. I'm not going to mention his name. But this gentleman had over 14 biopsies that was recommended by his doctor to determine his diagnosis. He's now 2 years out in remission.
Amazing. Amazing. By using some of the simple procedures that you recommended?
Using this protocol is what I'm talking about. The pH Miracle Lifestyle and Diet. And people can learn about it. You know, it's simple and it's free. It's on our website. I've got over 2,000 articles at thephmiracle.com. And we need your help. We need to get this message out. People are getting sicker. If the protocols were working from traditional medicine, then why is cancer on the increase? Why is diabetes in children the fastest growing illness in the world? Because it flat out isn't working, George. We need to turn the graph around so we're reducing the incidence of autism and diabetes and Alzheimer's and lupus and a variety of different cancers.
So you've got a hearing set for May 5th. That'll be step number one for you, I guess, huh?
Well, yeah, we have an evidential hearing, I think, March 14th, and then I think we have a preliminary hearing May 5th. And I look forward to my day in court. And the reason I look forward to it, because the truth shall make you free.
Well, and I really think you should bring in some of your patients who've gone through the program, and
there are thousands of them, and they'll come from over 72 different countries, and they're real. This is a real program with real results, and we love sharing it any way that we can, and we have the Alternative Health Defense website where we're looking for help. And we need assistance on this.
Oh, you're going to. Tom in Missouri. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I'm calling from northern Missouri up here, Marceline.
Sure.
I had a quick comment. You're not going to be taking flak until you're over the target. And another thing, as far as practicing medicine without a license, most of the operators, water plant operators in northern Missouri, would be guilty of practicing medicine without a license because they're dumping fluoride in the water without anybody, yeah. You know, without our permission, you know, medical wise.
Good point.
And anytime you're cutting into big pharma's profits, you're going to be getting some heat.
Those are the toes you're stepping on, Robert.
Well, we're not trying to step on anybody's toes. Well, you know, my philosophy is we don't need to think outside the box. We just need to allow the box to get a little bit bigger before we can allow all truth to be held within that box.
Based on what has happened to you, first of all, is the clinic and the ranch still open?
Absolutely. Yeah, the ranch is open. We're not receiving clients or patients at this time, and the reason why is obvious. We want to cooperate with the district attorney, and we want to cooperate with the judge, and so when this is over, we'll start again receiving clients and patients for treatment. As far as receiving, having people read our books or see our videos or doing a consultation. Here again, education is what we're about. We're empowering people to learn how to take care of our bodies. Save your premium, folks. Move away from healthcare and move towards self-care. Empower yourself with this education and don't get sick.
Well, you know, you're going to have to go through each charge and tell them, you know what, I didn't do this. Or, you know, whatever it might have been. You know, there may have been something that you stumbled into or something. Who knows? But the big thing, too, Robert, is intent. And, you know, I don't think you intended to give misinformation to anybody.
Well, the majority of the people, and there's hundreds of thousands out there, you know, are just, you know, are sending in their testimonies. They're expressing their love and support. They realize that the PH Miracle Program has saved their life, changed their life, and saved their lives. And they will be there and are supporting me, and I'm grateful for that. And it gives me the stamina to continue this fight. Professor Lawrence Carter, who is one of my client patients, who is also in remission of prostate cancer, who is the trustee of the Martin Luther King, when I was there receiving a honorary degree and also teaching at the School of Medicine there, this information. In fact, it was interesting. One of the students says, you know, Dr. Young, we need more of this. Except, you know what? I know why we don't have it, because all of our schooling is determined by the pharmaceutical companies. But this is what we need to learn, because this is the type of information that can make a difference in someone who is sick or tired, who has health challenges. And so, Professor Dr. Lawrence Carter, in front of thousands of people at the Martin Luther King Chapel, said, I would like to introduce my friend. I would like to introduce Dr. Young, the Martin Luther King of the 21st century.
Robert, good luck to you. Keep in touch with us. Let us know how this progresses, okay?
Hey, thank you, George. I appreciate your support, and thanks for having me on your program tonight.
All right, it's a long haul. When you're dealing against Big Pharma, anything can happen, I'll tell you that. And, you know, we don't know the specifics of all the 18 charges against him. They have to go through them one at a time. But I will tell you this. He definitely tells people he is not a medical doctor. And to me, that's so important as well. I'm going to come back in a moment with Greg Braden as we talk about his latest work, The Turning Point, next on Coast to Coast AM.